This is a special edition of the Gadget Professor. His critics didn't think he'd make it. A flash in the pan, a one-hit wonder, a four-eyed doofus obsessed with gadgets, living at home with his mother.
Well, not really.
But he defied the critics and the odds, and now he's celebrating 100 shows.
100.
In a world gone crazy with technology, there's one man with one mission: to cut through the clutter and present to you the coolest gadgets. This is the man. From the desert Southwest USA, ladies and gentlemen, Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. My name is Don Bain, and I am the Gadget Professor. Well, folks, it's a big day today. It's our 100th show, 100. Wow. It's amazing to me, and I want to right off the bat say thank you very much to our good friend, Mr. Warren Andrews. He's the gentleman that unsolicited sent me this phenomenal opening that we had today. I enjoyed it. I hope everybody else did. And Warren is a real scientist when it comes to making voiceovers and soundtracks, and you could reach him at dr.voiceover@gmail.com. And Warren, thank you so much for that wonderful opening. Even my mother liked it. Thank you very much. Well, of course, fans, my name is Don Bain. As I said, I am the Gadget Professor. Here we are at episode 100, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Gadget Professor. I just checked my stats today. I don't do it that often, but I had to get some other material, and I noticed that we're actually heard in 161 countries around the world, so thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it, and as I went through the countries, unfortunately, I can't pronounce a lot of them, so it shows you what I know, but it's certainly been a lot of fun, and I hope you're enjoying the show. If you are new to the show, we come out every Thursday with a brand new episode of some type of gadget or technology that will enhance your life and the lives of others. So I think you'll find the show quite interesting. And one of the things that you want to do is subscribe to the show notes. And to do that, it's very simple. You can go to my webpage, thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com. There's a little brown box there, and you'll see the Gadget Professor listed about five down. If you click on that, it will automatically subscribe you to the show. So any device that you have, an iPod, a Zoom, anything that takes an RSS feed, you'll get the show automatically downloaded. And then you want to subscribe to the show notes. And if you look at the little paragraph that describes what we do each week and the gadget each week, you'll see subscribe to the show notes. You definitely want to click that. That will automatically subscribe you to the show notes. And essentially what happens is, as soon as the show is posted every Thursday night, Arizona time, we will send out to you in your inbox a synopsis of everything that we discussed on the Gadget Professor Show, and all you do is click that link and it takes you right to the site or the object or subject or gadget that we were talking about, and it makes things very easy for you. We have a lot going on this week, a lot going on. The first thing that I want to call your attention to is actually next week at this time, actually this Sunday, I am leaving, and Mike is leaving with me to go down to the famous Las Vegas, Nevada, to NAB, and that stands for the National Association of Broadcasters. And we will actually be at the NAB 2013 broadcasting the Gadget Professor Show for 4 days in a row. So that will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The Gadget Professor will be there live and in color, along with my co-host, Mr. Todd Cochran from Geek News Central. And I was hoping to have a picture of the booth that the live stream folks have built. It's unbelievable. Now, you can watch this show live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. And all you have to do is go to the Tech Podcast Network. So that would be tpn.tv, tpn.tv. Put that in your browser, and you will actually see the coverage live, broadcast from live stream booth. We've been asked by the good folks at live stream to go down there and put our show on for them live from their booth, and we'll be doing similar to what we did at CES, covering all the latest news and the cool gadgets and cool things that are at NAB. You know, CES was more consumer oriented, and that's always a lot of fun. The NAB is kind of for the big boys, and that's big price tags too, but this is where all the people in the broadcast industry go. and show their latest wares, and more importantly, announce their latest wares. I don't even know what's going to be announced for a lot of companies until you actually get there. So I will be going down as part of the press. And again, my friend Todd Cochran will be my co-host. And a lot of the tech podcast networks will actually be carrying our stream live. So again, that will be at tpn.tv. Just click on that. I will have that in my show notes, and I think you'll enjoy that. Of course, you can email me at any time at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Pop me an email, and I always answer my emails, so that should be a lot of fun. We have a very, very interesting show today. We have a gadget of the day, and if we take camera two, we'll show you what that is. It is the, this is the box right here, and it is a duster, and it's quite a unique device. I've used it about five times already. I've got dust everywhere, but say goodbye to those air cans, I'll tell you that. It's made by a company called Metro Datavac, and it's been around for a couple years. If you've been paying $6-7 for a can of air, forget it. Forget it. You don't want to do that anymore. And if you go to the Gadget Professor promo page, and again, this will be in the show notes, and if you go to the Gadget Professor promo links page, again, that will be in the show notes, you'll see that this device right here, if we go to camera two again, this sells for $52.95. You can do the math to see how quickly it will pay for itself. So let's take a look at this and actually see how it works. It's quite simple. This is what the box looks like. And inside the box, we have a bunch of pieces. We'll go back to camera two. Inside the box, you're going to get the actual duster, which plugs into the wall. This weighs about, I don't know, maybe 2 pounds at the most. And then you get all these different types of, you know, the typical vacuum cleaner attachments, but they are actually made for electronic devices and camera lenses and all sorts of things. So if I, for example, there is a little hole here. If I wanted to clean out my keyboard, which I'm going to do in a second, there's a little hole here and there's a little knob on the top. So essentially, this pulls right over that and just locks in there. There's a little snap that you'll hear. I think you just heard that now. So essentially, I'm going to push this down and it's locked in there now, so that's not going anywhere. And then you can put the various brushes on. They have brushes that go on here. They have all kinds of tubes, so on and so forth, to actually clean the device. So I'm just going to leave this like such. And this has endless amounts of air. I'm going to take my keyboard, and folks, you can try this at home, it's safe, but this is my keyboard, my portable keyboard that I brought in for this occasion, and I have not cleaned this, I can't remember when. So let's just stand back and I'll show you how this works. There's a little button here right on the side, and I'm going to depress that in, and you can hear it. I don't know if you can see it, but there is dust everywhere. So, I don't know how much you saw of that, but this absolutely blew away everything. The keyboard is still intact. It didn't put out that much air where it actually took the keys off the keyboard, but it certainly puts out more air than a can of air, more volume, if you will. But it doesn't put out the amount of air that will actually wreck something. So it's quite handy to have, and not portable, doesn't work on batteries. But for the cost, it's just a no-brainer. I saw yesterday on sale at Staples, you could buy a three-pack for $25 of air. This is $52. I mean, just do the math, and I blow through a can of air a week. What's nice about this is you don't have to keep your hand on the on and off button. One click on, and one click off. The other thing that's very cool, if we could bring up the web page, is I have spoken to the owner of this company. It's, I think, a three-generation company. Everything is built in America. The company still is in America. It's Metropolitan Vacuum Cleaner Company. Quite an interesting story and history. They not only make these, but they make all kinds of car care, pet care, grooming devices, and the gentleman who owns the company actually told me that they make, one of the first things they made was for baseball. You actually had a fan and a motor that blew air into a baseball, and the baseball would be like right here, and it would just keep it like that, so the batters could swing and practice. So That's how they got their start way back when. Quite a fascinating story. Quite a good company. There is a little filter, sponge filter here on the bottom, so if this gets dirty, you can just pull it out, rinse it off, and put it back in, because as it's blowing out air, it's actually sucking in air from the bottom. Henceforth, you have three little widgets here that keep this above the ground so it's not flat, so it sucks the air in from the bottom and blows it out through the motor. It's very well made. This will probably last a lifetime. This is model ED500, and again, if you go to my Gadget Professor promo page, there is a link there that sends you right to Amazon, and you'll be helping keeping the lights on at the GadgetProfessor.com show, because we get, I think, 1%. So we're going to get, like, I don't know, 50 cents, something like that, for every one we sell. So we might make $3 or $4. So I urge you to get one of these because it works, and it's also better for the environment. You're not polluting it with the, like the can of air does. You're not throwing out a can, again, polluting the environment. And this is going to last forever. So it's just a no-brainer. It works really well. And the ability to put different attachments on this is quite handy. So that will be our gadget of the day. I hope you like it. I definitely liked it and highly recommend it. For the amount of money that you spend, you can't go wrong with that. Now, I'm going to kind of jump back today to Rebel Mouse. And I've been talking about Rebel Mouse. And I really couldn't tell you why I liked it better than Facebook. I still use Facebook, and by all means, go to the Facebook page, Facebook, you know, Gadget Professor Facebook. That will be in the show notes. But I'm using Rebel Mouse as much as I can now, and I would urge you to follow me on Rebel Mouse. And the reason I would urge you to do that is because if you go to the Rebel Mouse page, this is my Rebel Mouse page, I fill this up probably 10 times a day. All the information changes. What's nice about this is you can quickly look at it, and every trend that's out there, pretty much every trend that's new in technology, you're going to see on the Gadget Professor's Rebel Mouse page. And it's all pictorially done. We have Gadget's Hamilton Beach new McBreakfast Maker. That's on there. We have pretty much, this is just out in the last couple minutes, so I have people that are actually keeping this up to date literally 24 hours a day. Here's the new phone from HTC. Touch displays, a brief history of the technology. Check this Rebel Mouse out. It's free to subscribe. You just sign up, get a free account in Rebel Mouse. And what I like about it, I finally figured it out, is I'm able to import videos, to put tags, things like I can obviously import on Facebook, but I can't mark an HTML language and make things hotlinked as easy as I can with Rebel Mouse. And I just like the layout. So you can follow me on both, but I like this because of the visual impact it has. Okay, we have an interesting show today, and we're going to try to differentiate search engines and browsers. A browser is a piece of software that you're going to use, like IE, Internet Explorer, which comes standard in Windows operating systems. Google, they make a browser called Chrome. Mozilla, Firefox, that's a browser. So Safari's a browser. I personally use Chrome, put out by Google. I think that's the best browser out there. I like the tab configuration. I think it's faster, it's easy to use, and I like the features that's on it. So that's what I use. Now, from any of those browsers, of course, you can do a search, henceforth, a search engine. And if you use Google, which would be Chrome, okay, you're going to go from Chrome or from any of those browsers to Google to do a search. Google records everything, and they use this data to make money. They will tell you more than you know about yourself. When you do a search through Google, they can tell you what banks you go to. They can tell you what stores you shop, what types of things you buy, what you're searching on. They know a lot about you, and you don't even know that this is being recorded. And you have pretty much no say about that. And a lot of websites are collecting information too. So this all enters into what search engine should I use. Now, today I'm going to show you 6 or 7 search engines that specifically will be used, and there's no tracking, which means if I shop at the Stop and Shop in Boston, that's not going to be recorded. So let's start off with the first one called DuckDuckGo. Now, this search engine is set up in terms of statistical analysis to find the answer to your search exactly like Google. So if you go to Google and do a search, and you go to DuckDuckGo, it's going to do the same search. However, DuckDuckGo is not going to bring up all the advertisements, and DuckDuckGo for sure is not going to trace or collect any data on you. It doesn't work like that. So that's the first one. The second one we're going to go to is called Wolfram Alpha. This is where you use a search engine if you want to do any type of research or get statistical analysis or facts to answer a question. You want certain facts. This is what this search engine is set up for. Again, it's more of a research engine, and it doesn't collect anything, doesn't know, doesn't keep track of that. The next one that we're going to go to is called Bleko. Now, this is probably, in my opinion, one of the most private, super private engines that you'll get. There's no ads whatsoever on this, and it's quite fast. And there's also a settings area on here that you can go and click and make it even more secure than it is. So if you really want to make sure that no one's following what you're doing on a search engine, Bleko is the way to go. I have one more coming up that you're really going to like, so don't leave. The next one that we're going to go to is IX Quick. This is a real cool search engine. They say it's the most private that there is, and they could be right, and I'll tell you why. Even more so than Bleko, but the reason this is so private is that every time you do a search, it actually encrypts it. It encrypts the search when it goes out. So this is as rock solid as they could get. So I think it's a toss-up between Bleko and iQuick in terms of which one is the most secure. Rolling right along, yippee! Yippee, you want to take special attention, pay special attention to, especially if you have kids in the house. Yippee will make sure that when you do a search or your kids do a search, there will be no, for the most part, adult content coming up. And that's a real problem. I had a friend who had has a daughter, and she's 12, 10 or 12, I can't remember, but she did a search. She collects American Dolls, and she put that in, and she did not have a good experience. Her parents were really upset. You know, when it comes to kids and the internet, you need to put the machine right in front of you at the kitchen table so you can watch what the kids are doing. And boy, you got to be real careful of that. I'm glad I don't have little kids. I have my little granddaughter, but I'll be watching her for sure. So Yippee is a search engine that you may want to put right on your computer. And if they want to search something, instead of just going through the Google browser to search on something, put in Yippee and you'll have no adult content. These next two are primarily search engines that have been optimized for tablets and cell phones, smartphones. I don't think people realize that, again, you go to the browser on your cell phone through Google, you do a search, and it comes back. But they're not streamlined for mobile applications. These search engines, they are. One is Mazoom, which is right here, M-A-Z-O-O-M. And the other one that I use is Isaac, I-Z-I-K. This is great. This is what I prefer for the tablets. This is what I use on my Nexus 7 tablet is Isaac. It just works really fast. I like the graphical interface. It reminds me of Flipbook. Now, Wildman Mike just told me as we were getting ready for the show that he has a favorite search engine. And coming from Mike, you never know what you're going to get, but I decided to put this in there because Mike said, this is what he uses, and it works on a proxy. So, folks, I didn't make this up. This is called Hide My Ass. And Hide My Ass is a search engine that will protect your online privacy right now. And what it does is it does it by web proxy. So it kind of fakes out where you actually are at and gives it a different IP number via a proxy. So it's untraceable, no way, no how. So right now, it's set to go to Google. So if I click this, which says Hide My Ass, it's going to take me to the Google browser, and it will do that right now. It should do that right now. And actually, it didn't load it because I'm probably being blocked because of the studio security in here. But let's try it again. There we go. Here I am on Google, and I'm going to do a search. But if you notice right on top here, it says www.google.com. Actually, it's going through a proxy server, so I'm several times removed on the hops. So I am totally secure. So I hope that you like those search engines and check them out. I'll have that in the show notes, and it's a real handy thing to have. Two more quick things today that I think you'll like. Actually, yeah, two more quick things. This last piece of software that I'm going to show you for today is called YBook 2, and it's a free piece of software. And basically what you do is you put this on your computer and it turns it into an ebook reader. So if you ever wanted to read a book on your computer and didn't want to go through the traditional Windows platform, if you will, the way it looks, this makes it look exactly like a book. And this is totally, totally free. It's called YBook. And then going back to a gadget of the day, which I don't recommend, but I just had a laugh. I get sent a lot of things from a lot of people, and this one just caught my eye. So here it is. It's called Touch of Modern. That's the name of the website, touchofmodern.com. First of all, to get in, you've got to sign up, and you've got to wait to be authorized to get in, to have the pleasure of getting into the site. And that's a pain in the butt to begin with. So I had one of my daily deals or things that actually went to this website, so I was able to get right in. When I tried to put Touch of Modern up on the website on the show notes because I was intrigued with the device that they were having on sale, which I'll talk about in a second, I couldn't get in, so I had to re-log in. I didn't know my password and username because I wasn't registered with Touch of Modern. I was registered with Daily Steel. So in any event, you may have some trouble getting into this, and you may not want to get into it after I show you what it is. But this is on sale only this week, only this week. This is called the Phoenix. The Phoenix is a statuesque speaker and lighting fixture. Speaker and lighting fixture. With full orchestral sound, this piece is ready to play your favorite jazz, symphonies, or R&B, and it has a built-in lighting, has built-in lighting switches. The Phoenix speaker has 6 ohms, and a 6 ohm rated impedance, and the unit comes with, you ready for this? This comes with it. Speaker cables. You're gonna get speaker cables with this, and the price, originally $3,346.73. It's on sale this week, Gadget Professor fans, for $2,350. And here it is, and they actually give you different views. So that's one view. Here's a different view in the stairwell. If you notice, it's placed right in the middle of the stairs and you can see a slight reflection. Here's two of them that are placed outside. Here's a close-up of it. It looks like bamboo that's been wrapped around some type of a metal platform. Here's another one with the view of the mountains in the background. And now I decided to read the product details. There are two, count them, two 100-volt 5-watt light bulbs, built-in lighting switches, 6-ohm speaker. Speaker, or not speaker, is one speaker. We talked about that. Speaker cables included, maximum input 50 watts. Folks, that should be maximum output, but for some odd reason on this webpage, they decided to put your maximum input is 50 watts, which isn't a lot of sound, and it's not input, it should be output. It's handmade, I can believe that. And here's the best part. It uses two 100 volt, 5 watts. My flashlight has more than 5 watts. Those bulbs are not included, they're extra. So if you wanna buy this or look at it, I'll put it up on the show notes, but I really got a kick out of that for $2,350, and you gotta buy your own two 5 watt, 100 volt light bulbs. I don't think this thing works very good, and they better figure out the difference between output and input because they got a real problem there. 4 to 6 weeks to ship. That will wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. Please remember to check in next week. I'm not sure next Thursday I'll have a episode or not because I'm going to be recording live, broadcasting live from the live stream booth at NAB. Again, it's tpn.tv. You can tune in, and you can also go to live stream and in their search engine go the Gadget Professor or live coverage of NAB, and the live stream will actually be archived, so you should be able to bring that up at any point in time. So I'll try to get out an episode. If I do, it will be pre-recorded right after this episode, or I might do a broadcast live from the booth in NAB and put that up. I'm not sure what we'll do next week, but we'll certainly have something up. Thank you very much for tuning in to episode 100. I'll see everybody in Las Vegas at NAB. Be sure to check us out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.